Morning, everyone. Lovely to see all the smiling faces. As Rob said, I've been suffering a bit lately with old chest. So if I do start spluttering, I shall get our editor to cut it all out of the message. So if you want to listen to it in full without interruption, you can always go onto the web and pick it up. But I trust in the Lord. When I'm weak, he is strong, and he's never let me down yet. So hopefully, there'll be no coughing and spluttering this morning. I've started with a reading from Mark 13, 32 to 37. But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard. Be alert. You do not know when that time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with their assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back. Whether in the evening, or at midnight, or when the rooster crows, or at dawn, if he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. Today's title of the message is Preparation. We've just lit the first candle of Advent. And that was all come across by preparation that our Heavenly Father made for it to be possible for us to come back into fellowship with him. So that's why I think the title will fit the bill, but I'll let you be the judge of that. But before we come to the message, let's just come to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, I pray that you will just gird my loins and give me the strength to deliver your message in your power. Embolden me to deliver it with your authority so we may take ownership of what it is you've got to say to each one of us through it. That we may take notice and apply it to our Christian walk so that we will grow more and more into the likeness of your Son. And Lord, we just pray that you will keep your hand upon us, direct us, discipline us, and correct us when we need it. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You know, preparation is very important for all, a lot of things, for everything in our future. We've just had Heidi talking about what's going to be happening in December. A lot of preparation goes into planning a wedding, to thinking how you're going to fit in after you give up your job and you're a retiree. You've got to make plans. You've got to be prepared to meet those situations, because if you don't, it'll come as a shock. Those of you who know us, we like to get away on holiday now and again. And we've just recently come back from a lovely relaxing holiday in Lanzarote. Apart from coming back with a bit of a cough, both of us have suffered a little bit, but we had a good time, you know, and the Lord was with us. We really had lovely weather. I'll make you jealous now. It was 23 to 24 degrees without fail. One day we had a little bit of rain in the morning, but that soon cleared up in the afternoon. And I think it was the Lord just saying, you need a break. So we had a break. We just took shelter while the rain was on. But you know, what you miss by missing the water there, we found out when we got back home. We arrived back at East Midlands Airport and we travelled back, ready for bed, because it was getting near midnight, wasn't it? 10 o'clock. That's near midnight. 10 o'clock. Especially when you get to my age. You know, but we discovered we had a leak. Fortunately, it was only a low pressure leak, because There'd be no demand on the water. And it's from a hot water pipe in behind the unit in the kitchen. But it was a bit of a panic when you come across something like that and you just come in. And what else would you expect someone to do but panic? Have you ever had a burst pipe in your house? I'm sure you'll have panicked. Well, the result was that we had a kitchen floor covered in water, which needed sorted out. Fortunately, we are the proud owners of a Vex. If you don't know what a Vex is, it's capable of sucking up either a vacuum cleaner or sucking up water. And it's been the best investment that we've had, because we've had that many floods in our married life, which has been a long time. But you know, the floods have got in the way. But one could say that we were prepared for such an event as this. Providence. Now, this unexpected escape of water highlighted to both of us just how important to be prepared and how little control we have over anything. You know, it's important that we try to be prepared for every eventuality. That's why I'm assured that we all realize the importance of insurance for ourselves, for our homes, our cars, our pets, along with all sorts of other valuables that we have. All of that is well and good, but let me point out the most important insurance that anyone can ever possess is a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Scripture makes this very clear, I believe, in 1 John 1, verses 1 to 3, which reads, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ." Pretty clear bit of scripture. That's the disciples. Left them with full understanding of who he was. There's a well-known saying, there are only two things that any one of us humans can be sure of, and that's tax and death. And the most important insurance, as I've already said, that any one of us can have is a personal relationship with Jesus. Because that saying, I know it sounds very true, tax and death, it's the only thing we can be sure of. But the other thing that we can be sure of, whether we know the Lord or not, is eternal life. Yeah. If you have accepted Jesus, you know what's ahead of you. No matter what happens, that your future is secure. If as yet you have not accepted Jesus, your Lord and Savior, and you don't know how to do this, it couldn't be any simpler. You just have to open the Bible and read from John 3:16 to 20, which reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son." Could it be any clearer than that? Even for an Irishman, I don't think it could be any clearer than that. But here is the good news. God loves you no matter what you've done in the past. Now, I know many people think, well, I'm not good enough. You know, and that's true. None of us are good enough. That's why Scripture makes it quite clear to us in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." You know, if we were perfect, we would be with God. That's the only time we're going to be perfect, when we are redeemed. That's why Jesus went to the cross. He paid the cost of our sins, or the price for our sins, so that we could choose to either accept him as our Lord and Savior. But it's your decision. Only you can make that decision. You can either accept God's precious gift or take note. And the decision will affect which of the following two things that you'll be able to depend on. One is to look forward to either eternal life with God or eternal life separated from God. There is no other choice. And only you can make that decision as to which road you want to take. I would recommend that if you have not already done so, that you follow the advice given by Jesus to his disciples, as we read from John 14, verse 6. Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Again, it couldn't be any clearer than that. There is no other way. It can't be bought. It can't be earned. You know, a partnership with Jesus, a personal relationship, is the only way. And if you want to share the benefits of a relationship with the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, you need to get ready. You need to be prepared. You need to make preparations. I don't know about you, but there have been times in my life when I've been asked to do something, maybe fix something out there, and I've answered, "Oh, I'll get around to it later. I'll do it tomorrow or whatever." Now, that might be fine for most things, with little or no cost or penalty, apart from leaving it for another day or two might cause the problem to grow worse, so you've got more work to do to rectify it. It might become more expensive, because rather than a little bit of putty in the window, you might have to replace the glass on the putty or whatever. You know, everything has got implications. There's an old saying, old adage, a stitch in time saves nine. Well, we're not worried about nine stitches in time. We're on about here is something more serious than stitches, or even putting off minor tasks at home, the expense. We're talking about our eternal future here. That's the important thing. But when it comes to where we will spend our eternal life, our final destination, we need to make preparation so that we are well prepared. There are none of us that know when that time will go, when we will depart this life, whether we go naturally and die, or whether the Lord comes and claims us in the second coming. And you know, to that I say, "Come, Lord Jesus, come," because I don't fancy the first alternative. You know, but it's his will, not my will. As we read in Matthew 24:36, "But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son of Man, but only the Father." I trust that you have made your preparation. I hope that you are prepared. If not, I implore you to give it some serious thought. And don't put it off to tomorrow, like I do sometimes when I get a problem. Because, you know, for some of us, tomorrow never comes. You say, "But there's always a tomorrow." There's always been a tomorrow, as long as you've got breath. But when tomorrow doesn't come, it means that you don't have breath. And it's too late then. You cannot make any preparation. You cannot get prepared. And if you haven't accepted the Lord as your Savior, then I'm afraid the only future you've got is eternal separation from God. And I don't know what that's like, but I know that since I give my heart to the Lord, life for me changed, and I would not like to think where I would be today without him guiding me and steering me. and sustaining me. And I can thank the Lord for all that he's done for me. I thank him for my wife and my kids and my grandkids and great-grandkids. You know, it's just marvelous. And I used to wonder if I'd ever see 21 at one time. But the Lord has been gracious to me, and he's still gracious to me. And I hope that if you haven't already made the decision, that you will consider it and accept him, and he will be gracious to you and build you up, because he's got plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us hope on the future. You know, but the present has got to be accepted. A gift is only useful once you take use of it, unwrap it, open it up, and use it. So with that thought, let's just close in prayer. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, as we look forward to celebrating the best Christmas present that anyone could ever receive, the birth of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Jesus, we thank you for your obedience to the Father's will in going to that cross to pay the price for our sin. And as long as we put our trust in you and accept you as our Lord and Savior, then we can take ownership of the word of that beautiful old hymn, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Lord, I can't imagine what it's going to be like to be with you, but I know it's going to be brilliant. I know it's going to be better than anything else. And I'm just looking forward to meeting you face to face. And Lord, I thank you that by the power of your Holy Spirit, you soften my heart. And I am fully prepared to follow the one way, the truth, and the life, your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whose name I pray. Amen.